Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Welcome to the studio, Luke and Brad from Flamingo Pier and Brad from Mini Simmons.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, fellas.
Big party this weekend in Waiheke.
She's warming up. Watch out.
You guys, of course, have been putting on a Flamingo Pier for how many years now?
This is actually the seventh.
That blows me away.
Which just feels very weird to say. But yeah, it's been going for a while now.
What's the evolution been like?
Oh, good, man. Getting better and better, to be honest. Yeah, so happy with where it's at the moment.
This time you've had to go all local because of the goddamn planet.
Yeah, and it was a joy, really. It hasn't had a negative effect whatsoever. People are still super keen, so happy about that.
Organising a festival over a period of years, has it become an easier task? Like streamlining all of the sort of load in, load out, set up, what you've got on site, what facilities you have. Has that changed?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, you basically like build a list of everything that you have to do and you kind of repeat that every year and then add new bits and pieces. But once you've got that kind of like, okay, we need to make sure we've done all this and this and this, it makes it a lot easier than starting from a clean slate where you're like, and especially when you're running a festival on an island, you know, you're constricted by the ferries and
all that. On an island, within an island.
On an island. On the Motu. Yeah, but it definitely feels like it's getting easier and easier.
Is there much stuff over there for, you know, like organising a festival? Or does everyone have...
10, the countdown?
There's a placemakers there, which is like 20 or 30% more expensive than the mainland.
Yeah, got a monopoly, eh? That's
but there's a countdown there as well now, which is really handy. Didn't used to be like a big supermarket. But generally we bring most of the stuff over that we need, yeah.
Now, what's the lineup looking like this year?
So across 3 days, but the third day is like an encore of the first day, but some of the highlights would be, I guess, Leisure, K2K, Troy Kingy and the Clutch, Amugi, Nathan Haynes with an 8-piece band.
Shit!
Borrowed CS and Mara TK, Peach Milk, Benny Salvador, Native Bush and Babyface Killer, Cave Circles, K2 Carlo, Bon Tempo.
Making a surprise sound, yeah. John.
Probably. Noah Records playing a live set. Julian Dine, Orby.
There you go.
Quite a few people. Or X.
Now, do you want to play a couple of songs for us just to give anyone out there who's listening who's not aware of the festival, hasn't experienced it, a little taster?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to start with New Moon Fido by Virtual Shadow Ensemble, which was released on Noah Records, and the guys from that are playing a live set. So let's go with that.
Thank you.
Poolside.
Oh yeah.
Poolside as fuck. Is that pretty much the vibe? Do you guys have little like figurine flamingos that you dot around? How tropical do you make it?
We definitely get pretty tropical. but you're already in like a pretty tropical location. Like it's very lush. Like lots of like bird of paradise flowers and what have you.
The site itself, is it in like a natural amphitheater or?
Yeah, it is. It's
did
just.
Did you know that, or did you kind of?
It's surrounded by like native bush, and there's like kereru flying around, and lots of colourful flowers and stuff. So it's kind of already in that zone. So it doesn't take much more.
Fair.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
Do people camp on site, or
no,
is it sort
no,
of the higher
it's
house?
Small. It's a quite small spot. So yeah. Like, yeah, it's not really set up for that. So it's more of a in and out. Set up a place over there, or if you're already over there, obviously it's easy as. But
thanks for fielding these rapid fire flamingo pier questions.
Hey man,
we really appreciate it.
Keep them coming.
Should we play another song?
Yeah.
This is by a new duo called Kedu Carlo. They're a dance sort of house techno act. Two very talented Wahines. So this track's called 2005 GTO.
Cigarette never gets old. And you know what I heard? I heard the boom of the bass banging out of his 2005 slick red GTO.
We don't want to do anything to scare your children. That's the last thing we want to do. We don't want to scare anybody.
I feel energy. Energy.
And you're back in the room.
Kidu Kalo?
Yeah, Kidu Kalo.
Kidu Kalo?
Fuck no.
Mm. Oh, damn it.
Like 5 minutes or something.
Put that one on the wall, eh?
You can't see that. You can't see the accent on the E that I can see.
So hard to type on our end.
Flamingo Pier. Brad, Luke, in the studio. Guest selecting, of course, Flamingo Pier happening this weekend over 3 days. Saturday, Sunday sold out, but a couple tickets for Monday.
That's the one.
Maybe like two.
Literally a handful.
Yeah. What? So do people have to be quite mindful if they are catching the ferry that they promptly depart the festival to catch the last ferry home?
So at like midnight, we like have to shut down because otherwise people will miss the ferry, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, it's over. Please get on the bus right now.
I had we had like a Christmas party on Waikiki one time, and I think it was actually at that restaurant that's right close to the pier.
Oh yeah.
And
okay.
Everyone kind of went back and was like, oh, we're missing one of the apprentices, and he'd fallen asleep in the cubicle, the toilet or the thing. I think he just spent the night there. The people running the thing were like, fuck it, just left him.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
It's better for him to stay asleep for as long as possible, you know?
Yeah. Apprentices.
Classic.
Now, what else have you got? Would you like to play another one?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with Cave Circles, Simply Basic.
Oh shit, not that
one. Not that one, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. There we go.
Ricky Gooch.
Off his album Ships from the end of last year.
Thank you.
Yes, Mint. What was that?
That was Cave Circles with Simply Basic.
Brilliant. Very nice.
Groovy.
Flamingo Pier in the house, giving us a What's Cooking situation. Big party this weekend on Waiheke Island. 3 days. Monday has been added.
Monday was added.
It's kind of a reflection of the Saturday.
Yeah, it's basically a similar lineup.
Tickets available for that ish?
Yeah, just a few left, just a handful.
Right on. And you've just got some masters back.
Yeah, so last year we spent a lot of time working on our debut album for Soundway. And so we just got the masters back from the UK. And so we thought we might just play something brand new that's never been played on radio.
We're completely up for that. We love that vibe.
This track's called Lost But I'm Leading. Here we go.
Yeah.
Rad. Flamingo Pier, what was the name of the tune?
It's called, you know, Lost But I'm Leading.
That's the one.
Probably the more rock and roll side of Flamingo Pier, that one as well, eh?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely Brad Craig. Mm. Got Brad Craig written all over it, that one.
Now, you guys are just about to run up the road for a band practice.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a live set up at Flamingo Pier. Flamingo Pier performing at Flamingo Pier.
It's confusing, I know.
Yeah, the band performing at the festival. Mm. What's the live setup for you guys going to be like at the festival?
So I'm going to play guitar and bass and sing. Luke's on keys and a bit of programming stuff. Got Dom singing and a bit of guitar and bass. Isaac on percussion. A couple of special guests coming in. Got Jess going to sing on a couple of tracks. And Nathan Haynes is going to play some sax as well. So it'll be pretty fun.
So that's Jess from Kaidu Kalu.
Yeah, sorry.
Brad.
Yeah.
When are people going to be able to get their hands? I know it's probably a bit of a funny issue. You're saying off air that the record's getting pressed in the Northern Hemisphere. Is there going to be like a official release date and then a sort of soft vinyl release date for the new Flamingo Pier record?
I think, yeah, at the moment they're just trying to get a firm date when they can get pressed in Europe. And so, you know, Soundway's based in London, but they get their manufacturing done in Germany. And with Brexit, it's just been a bureaucratic nightmare for them, apparently. So it's, yeah, they're figuring it out at the moment, but the aim is sort of mid-year, May, but hopefully to have singles start coming out in the next, like, 6 weeks digitally, and then the record coming out, like, May, June.
Cool, I just go to this podcast and grab that one track anyway. So.
Damn it!
Brilliant, thanks so much, Flamingo Pier, for taking the time to spin some tracks for us. Have a brilliant weekend, I'm sure you will.
Thanks, dudes.
Keep on keeping on.
Thank you.
Appreciate you having us up here.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.